Detective Boxmeyer, dates the 24th of May, 2017. Time is 18:48 hours. With the Gallatin County Law and Justice Center, currently using a sergeant's office for an interview with for the record.
Alicia Ana Orozco Boyd.
Okay.
Also known as Alicia Acuna. Okay.
And what's your date of birth? Okay. Obviously, we're here today because we got a report about a possible assault that occurred. So can you just, I wasn't there, I know just basic specifics. Can you kind of run me through what occurred and where this all occurred at?
Sure. So I'm a reporter, and the producer who I work with, Faith, and photographer Keith and I were scheduled to do an interview with Greg Gianforte at his Bozeman campaign headquarters. Right after a volunteer barbecue he had. Because it was windy, we set up inside in a room adjacent to the barbecue where they were setting up. And we were setting up there for a while, and then he came in and introduced himself, and we just, my photographer continued to set up, we just started talking about restaurants and his son going to school and what Bozeman's like and the culture here. And as we were talking, a guy came in with a recording that kind of like that, but it was like, I'll say it was black, I don't know. He had a little thing, and he put it in his face, like we're here, and said, can I show you what he was like this. And he said he wanted to know if he had any reaction to the CBO report on the Republican health care plan, because that was just released. And Gianforte said that he said, not now, or something to that effect, kind of like, not right now, or, we'll get you later, or something. And the reporter kept going, because he said, he said something about being from The Guardian, but I didn't get his name at the time.
What did he look like?
He had dark hair, glasses, dark pants, I want to say like a white shirt, dark jacket on. Maybe facial hair. That sounds right, facial hair. So he kept asking him questions. He's like, I just want to get a reaction. I just want to get, whatever. And he was persisting. Gianforte said, check with Shane. And I don't know if the guy asked again or if not, but then right around that moment, Gianforte grabbed him by both sides of, it seemed like both sides of his neck or his head, like up here, and then moved him and then slammed him on the ground and jumped on top of him, not like straddling him, but just kind of jumped on top of him and started punching him and saying he was sick and tired of this. And the guy scrambled away. The reporter scrambled to his knees and kind of seemed in shock. And he said, you broke my glasses. And then I don't know what the other guy, what Gianforte said to him at that point, but then the reporter got up and looked at the three of us and said, what are your guys' names? And we didn't say anything, we were just in shock. And then he said, I want the cops called. And then there was just this little discussion of like, well, he said, I'm sorry, but Gianforte said he was sorry to us. And then he wanted to talk to the other guy. And at that point we just kind of backed off. And I said, they all looked at me and I said, we need a moment, because we were about to interview him. So, and then they left.
So, can you describe in as much detail as possible where the interview was taking place, like what the room kind of looked like or any of that?
I took pictures of the room.
Okay.
They're on my phone.
Did you take pictures of the room before or after the...
After.
Okay. So who all was in the room when this occurred?
It was me, Keith, Faith, Gianforte, and then the reporter who came in.
And there was nobody else in the room at that time?
No, but I don't think the door was closed when the guy walked in. I think it was open, were open just enough. We were, it was still very informal. We hadn't put the mic on him yet. And if we, so if we were gonna put the mic on him at that point, we would have sat him down and I would, you know, we would have started to sit down and do the interview. So it was just us in the room. And I think at some point somebody peeked in and at when the whole thing was going down, but I don't know.
Okay. What was, when you say, I mean, he grabbed him kind of by up on the shoulders, the neck area. Do you know exactly how he grabbed him and how close they were when this all?
Do you want me to show you or what do you want me to just
say? You can just kind of explain it, like,
okay,
where he put his hands at.
It looked like he put his hands here, like he grabbed him from the, it was up at the top and I thought it was like here or here. He grabbed him.
Okay.
It was definitely up here.
Did he grab him by the body? Did he grab him by the clothes?
That I don't know.
Not sure, but you're showing me, because there's no video, like you're showing me he grabbed him up by the neck.
Up by the
collar area.
Grabbed him, okay. And then took him, kind of like a wrestle, dragged him a little, but not, I don't say drag, because he moved him, and then bam, to the ground, and then got on top.
How hard did he throw him to the ground?
Pretty hard. We were shocked. We thought my colleague thought, she thought we were being punked. She said, she thought they were kind of messing around with us, or, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like, let's, you know, screw with the Fox News crew. I don't know. We didn't, it was, and it took us a minute to realize this was real rage happening here. So it was really.
Do you remember hearing anything? I know you said earlier that he said Gianforte, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you said Gianforte said, I'm sick of this.
I'm sick and tired of this.
Sick and tired of this. Did he say anything else?
Probably, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay. So once the gentleman was on the ground, and you said Mr. Gianforte was on top of him.
Punching him.
How was he on top of him? Was the other reporter, the gentleman, was he on his back? Was he on his side?
He seemed like he was, from what I could see, he was kind of like on his side, like he had been thrown, and he seemed like he was kind of on his side, I think, and he was punching him.
And where was Mr. Gianforte at this time?
He was, so I was here, and this happened right here. There was a table in between us.
Okay.
So he pushed him, and he dragged him to the ground, and then he was on top of him this way. So his back was toward me, and then he was punching.
Was he straddling him, or was
he? No, he was not. Not that I could see. I couldn't see that he was straddling him.
Okay. How many times do you think he punched at him or punched him?
I say two or three.
Two or three times? When he got done punching him, what occurred? How did that
fall? The reporter kind of did this, like a scramble, like he was on his knees. He was down there, and Gianforte was standing up at some point, so he must have stood up first, because then the reporter kind of scrambled to his knees and turned around and looked at him. And he grabbed his glasses, and he said, "You broke my glasses." And he was just in shock. He seemed like he was, like, could not believe that just happened to him. So that's... Yeah, and then he got up and, you know, with your names, and I want the cops called.
Okay. Did you see any type of, did you see any injuries or anything on that individual?
He looked roughed up, but I couldn't tell otherwise. I mean, he looked roughed up, like his hair was everywhere, and he looked red, but so was Gianforte.
Okay, and then where did Mr. Gianforte go at this point? Was he, I know you said he apologized to you guys.
He apologized, yeah, he apologized, and then we said, we need a moment. I said, we need a moment. And then he said, okay, and he left, and his press guy, Shane, I don't know if it was a back and forth or what, but like, is there Ruby still going to do the interview or that kind of thing, and just said... We said, we need a moment. We just need... Because at that point, we had to call our bosses. We knew we had to call our bosses.
Did any of you guys call law enforcement at that time?
We did not. Because we thought the reporter was calling.
And where did the reporter go at that point?
He walked out of the room. But he walked out, and Gianforte followed him. And he said, hey, come here. But that was when they were all kind of... And then, so then he must have come back in. Because he said, hey, come here. But he did apologize. And, yeah. Oh, we should have called the cops.
Sorry. You guys didn't by chance get any of this on audio or video?
No. Right?
I know. You just have to ask him in your film crew, so...
Yeah. Oh, I know, because we were just setting up. It was.
So, who did you guys notify when you said you notified your bosses? Uh-huh. Who would that have been?
We called bureau chief, and then our assistant bureau chief. So, my bureau chief is based in Los Angeles, but she was on a flight, and then we called the assistant bureau chief, coordinating producer, and they're based in the LA bureau.
Who's the bureau chief?
Nancy Harmeyer.
H-A-R-M-E-Y-E-R. And then who's the assistant bureau chief?
Don Fair.
F-A-I-R. And do you know what their phone numbers are?
Yeah, it's in my phone.
Okay, you can get those to us though.
Yeah.
Okay, did you guys notify anyone else or talk to anyone else or?
I texted my husband after a while. Because
okay.
I wanted to connect with him.
Yeah, no, I understand. Is there anything else that you can think of surrounding the whole? I mean, how was the mood? I mean, obviously you guys were in there with Greg Gianforte before this individual came in, and you guys were just doing small talk. It sounds like how was his demeanor?
Jovial, lighthearted, fine, which was so what made it even more shocking. Because I could see he was agitated with the guy, but I didn't realize to what extent.
And all he asked him about was this
CBO report.
CBO report. What is that?
The Congressional Budget Office was doing a report on the American Health Care Act, the House version of the replacement for Obamacare. And I actually didn't see the report, but it was supposed to be the numbers and how many people could possibly lose insurance or not. So that's what it was going to be about.
And when did that report come out, you said?
It came out today, I believe. Today or, unless I missed it. I probably missed it because I was traveling. I flew in today from Denver.
Okay.
And then once I landed, I was doing everything for the story. We're working on a story on the race. Yeah, the producer, Faith, interviewed Quist last night, and today we're putting it together for special report tomorrow.
Okay. Just making sure I have everything. Is there anything else that you can think of that could help us? Anything you thought I'd ask that I didn't ask any of that?
I don't know that personal perspective, I didn't. I've covered a lot of campaigns, and I've been around a lot of aggressive reporters, and this guy didn't strike me as being physically aggressive. I thought he was doing his job, and he was just kind of obnoxious.
Okay, So he wasn't, you don't feel that he was being aggressive in his questioning?
Physically, no. I'll show you. Because he was standing there like one of these. He walked in and did this. And that's just, like, you see that all the time when you're out there covering anything. And people come up when they're recording. And he put it like right here. It wasn't even right here. It was like, it was right there.
Did he ever touch Mr. Gianforte with his hands or with the recorder? Or with
no.
The...
And it wasn't, no. He didn't touch him. He did that's nothing. It was not. It like it did. He did not. Gianforte did not seem like he was defending himself. That's for dang sure. This was so out of nowhere.
How much time do you think passed before, how much time do you think passed in between when the assault occurred and when you saw law enforcement arrive?
I can guess about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
No. Well, I wasn't in a place where I would see any police officers drive up.
Yeah.
We were in a room that was, the windows were facing the opposite direction. Like we were, and we had it dark because we had had our own lights. So we didn't, couldn't see anything. So I don't.
Okay.
So that's all.
Is there anything else you can think of that you'd like to add or anything that?
We immediately started, I got on Twitter. Because I knew, and I just did a hashtag. I did a search for hashtag Gianforte, and there was. And he said he was going to be releasing the audio, and that was.
It was quick. I think it got.
I wonder if he did. Well, I mean, I'm assuming he did that before he called you guys, so he could get it on the Twitter record before it became evidence.
Okay, Alicia. Thank you. Detective Bonsmeyer, ending audio recording at 1905 hours.